local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Kind of a gloomy, dreary day on a Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. For the next couple of hours here, we will have you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Programming note coming up at 6 o'clock. Mayor D.C. Reeves is having his State of the City event. It's a partnership with the PNJ and CivicCon, and they have graciously allowed us to carry it live, commercial-free. So we will do that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour of the program this evening. So he had his weekly news conference today. We'll be taking questions from citizens and just giving a city update here for his first year as mayor and what the future looks forward as the city continues to move forward here into 2024. That comes up at 6 o'clock this evening. Of course, we had a very busy day on the roadways, the rain obviously factoring into that. So we're seeing increased traffic, though right now not looking too bad, so hopefully it stays that way. But, of course, encouraging you to be safe on the roadways as you head home this afternoon and evening. Starting off, as we always do, with our top three stories, the latest in Israel. Gaza City officials say that 3,500 people are stuck inside the largest hospital in the region because it's surrounded by Israeli troops and tanks. Israel, though, claims Hamas is using the hospital as a human shield, and there is an underground headquarters of Hamas militants underneath the hospital. This comes as today in Washington, tens of thousands of people took part in a March for Israel on the National Mall.
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel.
And bipartisan support there. That was House Speaker Mike Johnson, and here is the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So let me be clear. We will never let that happen.
A National Guard brought in to ensure peace was kept. Right now, no word of any arrest, so it looks like that goal was accomplished today.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is supporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to avoid a government shutdown.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
A House vote on the plan is expected today, and Johnson likely needs Democratic support to pass the bill. Some conservatives, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, say that they are opposed to the bill because there are no spending cuts.
Yeah, also the U.S. and China are expected to finalize an agreement to crack down on the flow of fentanyl. Reports say President Biden will announce the deal when he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. Under the agreement, China would go after companies producing and exporting the precursor chemicals used to create fentanyl. The Biden administration, in return, would lift restrictions on China's Forensic Police Institute, which is an entity the U.S. has accused of human rights abuses. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get a look at our local headlines right after Traffic and Weather Together.
Thank you, Joe. This Traffic and Weather Together update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. Yeah, Joe, you kind of touched on this just a moment ago. We're not seeing a ton of congestion in Pensacola or the surrounding areas just yet. And if you are in congested areas, hopefully it should lessen up soon. A couple of places where we are seeing slightly more than usual, though, is on Brent Lane if you're heading westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, and on Pine Forest Road as well. That one typically gets pretty dicey this time of day.
All right. Text line is 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626-111. So we heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves today holding his weekly news conference and had some tidbits here to talk about. Of course, yesterday we talked about FDOT and how they now have the no fishing signs on the General Chappie James Memorial Bridge. Mayor D.C. Reeves weighing in on that, saying he supports that decision.
Not just the littering and the fish guts and the everything else that's put on the pedestrian walkway, but even since this has come out, we've seen more and more stories or mentions of hooks coming down onto boats in the water, fishing lines and hooks going into the street.
He adds, there is not a scenario where fishing and running or biking can happen harmoniously. FDOT started considering a fishing ban last month after receiving reports that trash and fish heads and guts were being left behind. Spokesman Ian Satter said that before the signs could go up, they had to run a safety assessment, and then now, obviously, the signs are up. Also, the city today releasing the results of their annual satisfaction survey for residents. That's something that Mayor Reeves will touch on a little bit more this evening in his State of the City address. He said over 60% of residents feel the city is moving in a good direction. Across the board, though, residents feel the city's top priorities need to be homelessness, decreasing crime, and affordable housing.
I don't care if it's a red state or a blue state or east or west. I think those three issues, which really, I mean, recruitment and retention of police officers, but those three issues and fentanyl that is every mayor in this country's 1, 2, 3, and 4 in some way.
And Reeves says that the access to waterfront top of the list as far as why people love the city and living here, and that residents want to see additional recreational access to water. Reeves says there are a couple of things in motion and grant applications in the work to hopefully get some funding to improve that accessibility to the waterfront for recreational purposes. Also, we have been covering here over the last several months a big deal here in Escambia County after the Sheriff's Office and the Pensacola Police Department received funding from the state to install the shot spotter technology in portions of our area. Today, Sheriff Chip Simmons told us that the county's 3-mile zone has been activated ahead of schedule.
And it's been live now for about a week, and we've already gotten several reports, some of which are target practice. Some of them seem to be celebratory in nature. Some of them, we believe, are just people that handling a weapon, seeing if it works and that sort of thing. Because we haven't yet had a case where a shot spotter alerted us to a location and an individual and a victim was still there.
And Simmons says that it notifies dispatchers and deputies of reported gunshots very quickly, and they're hoping to integrate the shot spotter sensors with their planned real-time crime center. That'll also give them access to many cameras so they can quickly get descriptions of anybody leaving an area after gunshots are heard. Two mobile food pantry events are happening. One, I believe, this evening. Several organizations are teaming up to give out Thanksgiving turkeys and meals to families here. Winn-Dixie, USO, and Feeding the Gulf Coast have two mobile food pantry events giving items to 500 area families. The first is happening at the Winn-Dixie on Blue Angel Parkway. That's happening this evening, and that is for military recipients that pre-registered with USO. There is a public giveaway happening tomorrow morning. That's from 8 to 10 at Brownsville Assembly of God, and that food pantry event is being partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast. So again, that's at Brownsville Assembly of God, 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. 4:20, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. It's a Tuesday, a dreary, droopy Tuesday here in Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hour 25, hour number one of Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you on a Tuesday. Right now, 57 degrees, very dreary outside, cloudy. Looks like Central Ohio, my hometown, and I love it. got the thick hoodie on, got the jeans on. Tossing a football to myself all afternoon. It's football weather, and that's how I like it. Temporarily though. Let's get the sunshine back here in a couple of days, and we will do that. So that is my gift to you. Let's get an update on the roads right now, hopefully avoiding any major issues right now, Austin.
Yeah, similarly to last break, I'm not seeing a ton of congestion right now. We're still dealing with a little bit on Brent Lane heading westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway. But beyond that, if you are experiencing some congestion, for example, like maybe on Mobile Highway or on Pine Forest Road, it should be rather short-lived. As for the Payson Milton areas, where really the big one right now is if you're coming over Caroline Street westbound over Blackwater River, you may get backed up there, but that's evening traffic for you.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs, maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 57 degrees coming up tonight. We'll have a wind advisory that's going to be in effect starting tonight, and that should continue through at least Wednesday night. High surf warning as well. Gust around 30 miles an hour today. Overnight could reach around 40, and that throughout the day tomorrow as well. So a bit on the breezy side as well. So please be mindful and prepare accordingly. Taking a look at our state headlines today, we start in Fort Lauderdale, where the first North American Mayor's Summit against anti-Semitism started today. It was planned well before the war in Israel broke out.
The issue remains the same. The interest has been heightened. We're seeing more mayors from around North America participating. The last count was over 50 mayors from all over the United States and Canada.
And the goal to define and defeat the global rise in anti-Semitism and work on creative ways to combat it.
And Florida is expanding its business relationship with the United Kingdom. Governor Ron DeSantis was in Jacksonville earlier today to sign a memorandum with UK leaders. The new trade agreement is aimed at strengthening business ties in several industries like space, artificial intelligence, and medical technology. It would also encourage Florida and UK universities to share research.
A bill has been filed that would make it illegal to manufacture or sell lab-grown meat in Florida. People who violate the measure would face a misdemeanor charge and fine of up to $1,000. Businesses could also lose their license.
Also, while the March for Israel is happening in Washington, D.C., the Florida chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations is gathering at the state capitol to call for a ceasefire.
An occupation cannot be taking the lives of thousands of innocent children and saying this is defending itself.
This comes after Representative Angie Nixon introduced a resolution calling for a ceasefire that was defeated 104-2.
Also, a terrible story in South Florida, a wrongful death lawsuit filed after an adult autistic man died in a care assist group home. Edward Taylor says he was on the speakerphone with his son when he heard staff yell at him before tackling him to the ground and sitting on him.
Edward was only 36 years old when he was brutally murdered by people who were supposed to be caring for him.
And the entire thing was caught on video, showing three employees laying on top of Edward for over 4 minutes. They're all charged with manslaughter. And a national headlines here, a bipartisan group of senators is introducing a resolution warning Iran from expanding the conflict in Gaza to a regional war.
If there's an expansion of the war where Hezbollah goes all in trying to overwhelm the state of Israel, the right response for the United States would be to hit Iran.
And Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters the resolution urges the U.S. to strike Iran if Americans are killed by Iranian proxies in the Middle East or if Hezbollah opens up a second front against Israel. Both Hezbollah and Hamas have long been backed by Iran.
And three people are dead, 18 more were hospitalized after a semi-truck crashed into a charter bus carrying high school students in Ohio.
Our hearts go out, our prayers to all the families, all those who were on the bus, everyone who was involved in the accident.
It happened this morning on Interstate 70, about 25 miles east of Columbus. The bus was taking band students and chaperones to a conference in Columbus.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett is accusing former Speaker Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him from behind. Burchett said he stopped to talk to reporters in the Capitol hallway following a conference meeting, and that's when McCarthy walked down the same hallway and appeared to bump into Burchett as he passed, which Burchett claims was deliberate. Congressman Matt Gaetz now says he's filing an ethics complaint against the former speaker. Love politics. Speaking of which, coming up after the Fox News break, pretty funny one here. During a Senate committee hearing, a fight almost breaking out. We have the audio from it. The video is pretty cool too, but obviously, we're not a video entity, but yeah, it's pretty funny. We'll have that next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Tens of thousands gathering in Washington today at the March for Israel event as the war with Hamas rages. A bipartisan group of lawmakers also condemning anti-Semitism.
Those perpetrating the poison of anti-Semitism and bigotry around the world are trying to scare us. The Jewish people will live forever.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, a staffer for Congressman George Santos, pleading guilty to posing as a top House aide to raise money for the New York Republican.
Sam Mealy has admitted to a federal wire fraud charge, saying he told potential donors he was Dan Meyer, chief of staff for then-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Santos said he fired Mealy when he learned of the use of Meyer's name to get donations.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Good news about the inflation picture gave stocks a big lift today. The S&P 500 jumped 84 points, the Dow Industrial soared 490, and the NASDAQ Composite rallied 326, or 2.4%. Amazon has entered into a partnership with Snap to allow users to buy the e-commerce giant's products directly from ads on the social app. As first reported by The Information, Amazon ads on Snapchat will display real-time pricing, delivery estimates, and product details. Customers can choose to link their Snapchat account to their Amazon account through a one-time setup. The deal with Snap, similar to a partnership with Meta announced last week, one that allows users to buy Amazon products directly from ads on Instagram and Facebook. Snap shares today up 7.5%. ESPN Bet this afternoon officially launched in 17 states. The rebranded sports gambling app from Penn Entertainment is available for download. Customers can unlock $250 in bonus bets when signing up. That's Your Money Now.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barberry Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barberry Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barberry Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barberry, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barberry Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. I don't care that the Cowboys are 6-3. They've beat up on a bunch of bad teams and will do so once again this weekend against the Panthers. We all know the truth about Dallas. They can win a bunch of regular season games, but come playoff time, it ends with Jerry Jones holding court explaining another deflating defeat. Dallas in its two biggest games of the year lost to Philly and San Francisco, and that's who they really are. So don't let their blow a victory against the future Giants mislead you. I'm Zach Gelb.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
See better, drive safer month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Replace your worn-out wiper blades and get up to a $20 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you purchase a pair of select wiper blades. See store for details. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Midway through hour number one here on a Tuesday. Hope you're staying safe out there and as dry as you possibly can. A bit of a dreary weather pattern here over the next couple of days. We'll get an update from meteorologist Alan Strum here in just a moment. The roads, hopefully not quite as bad as they were yesterday. Hoping that stays the same. I am seeing a new accident, though, right before we go over to Austin. Pine Forest Road, just north of Longleaf Drive. No slowdowns. We'll see if that changes here, but that just popping up here. Anywhere else, Austin?
I do see that accident you're reporting. As you said, not a lot of congestion right now. We are seeing some backups beginning to form on Burgess Road if you're heading westbound towards North Palafox Street. And the same if you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road. And earlier when we were touching on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, that is still backed up.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs, maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 57, our overnight lows right around 56. Wind advisory, high surf warnings in effect starting tonight through tomorrow. Wind gusts could reach as high as 40 miles per hour overnight and same tomorrow as well. 63 for the high with more rain and cloudy conditions. All right, so this happened today and just a little bit of a backstory here. So this was at a Senate hearing. On a Senate committee hearing on labor unions. The two people who, the principals that you're going to hear from here, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, he's from a Republican from Oklahoma. And prior to this audio, he is referencing a prior hearing when he and Sean O'Brien, who is the head of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Union, were going back and forth about Mullen's background as a business owner. And after this previous hearing, O'Brien takes to X/Twitter and posts, I think, five posts about Senator Mullins. And so this is where this picks up here.
Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poet?
No, no, sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator.
Sit down. Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond, Mr.
Hold
Chairman?
It. Hold it. If hold we on. Can, no, I have the mic. Said. I'm sorry.
This is
hold
what
it.
He said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough contempt for Congress. Let's not
I don't
make
like
it worse.
Thugs and bullies.
You have,
and that's
you
have
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Hold it.
So, Senator Bernie Sanders moderating that. So they did stand up.
Yes.
After, you know, you stand up. No, you stand up. No, you stand up. That happened at Senate committee hearing today. So that was very entertaining.
Imbeciles.
Yes.
Total imbeciles.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports. What in the world happened to the Buffalo Bills last night?
Yeah.
What in the world was that?
My take didn't age too well. Josh Allen, what, it was his sixth consecutive game with an interception?
Yeah.
And they turned the ball over four times?
Three times. I think he had four. Yeah, two fumbles, and then the two picks.
Well, James Cook also fumbled the ball, so
right?
That's five turnovers.
No, because Cook fumbled in the first play.
Yeah,
there was two Allen interceptions, and then there was the fumbled exchange. So I think four.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then of course the game they still almost won.
Yep,
and then they got the 12th man on the penalty, who ironically was DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, I did hear
and then
about that.
Now offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey fired today.
And no more winning record, 5-5 on the year.
So, yeah, the Bills, that was just a disaster class on how to not show a sense of urgency there.
Well, and the thing is, this just might be, I know a lot of people talk about this, this just might be the most staggering example of like the Madden curse. At work, because Josh Allen was the cover athlete, and
they say
if you are the cover athlete for that game, you're in some serious trouble.
Yeah,
I mean, wow.
All right, so coming up today. Oh, by the way, on a serious note here in sports, police in the UK say that the hockey player who was involved in the fatal injury of another hockey player, that was Adam Johnson, has now been arrested on manslaughter charges.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about this last week. Johnson died after his neck was slashed by another player's skate blade. A lot of people in the sports and hockey community really said that I don't know that the guy meant to kill him, but the motion was intentional, and so you know the player charged with manslaughter there. Maction continues, a pretty big one actually. If you're a fan of college football, this one will be a good one to tune into. It's the Battle of I-75. Bowling Green, who comes in with a record of 6-4, hosts Toledo, who is 9-1.
Good home underdog there.
Yeah, that's a 6 o'clock start time on ESPN2. Also, you've got NIU hosting Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan hosting Akron tonight. A couple weeks ago, Colorado, when they played over at UCLA, there was the big story afterwards about how a bunch of players' jewelry and other items were stolen out of their locker room. Well, the latest is that four high school students have been arrested and charged with stealing the property out of the Rose Bowl locker room there. Pasadena police say that tips from the public led them to the alleged thieves. So good work out of the Pasadena police. Hopefully all of the items that were stolen wind back up into the possession of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Hopefully.
4:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather. Texter just letting us know. Accident involving a bus and car at Pace and Garden Streets.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's new.
Well, yeah. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is not new. The only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, that's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So beyond that accident that they are talking about there, we're still dealing with increasing congestion. in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. At the intersection of Olive Road and North Davis Highway, we're seeing some backups there. If you are, let's say you're on North Davis Highway and you're trying to turn right onto Olive Road, head westbound there, you're going to experience some backups. Same thing with if you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway, past Creighton Road towards Olive Road, there's some backups there as well. And another big one that we've been touching on is Brent Lane and now Airport Boulevard. If you're heading westbound on those lanes towards North Davis Highway, you might experience some trouble in those areas also.
All right, as far as the weather goes, meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rainy weather pattern continues. We'll see off and on showers here right on through tonight and tomorrow. We'll start to see it move out basically as we head into Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Still might see a lingering shower on Thursday morning, and then there's beautiful weather ahead for the weekend. As for temperatures over the next couple of days, lows in the 50s and highs maybe making it into the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, so right now 57 degrees, rainy, cloudy, dreary. Wind advisory is in effect tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night as well. High surf warnings as well. Gust as high as 40 miles an hour overnight and throughout the day tomorrow. So be mindful there. Health, business, and science notes. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning to hold a major strike this week. Thousands of employees across the nation will hit the picket lines Thursday. And Austin, that is significant because that is Red Cup Day.
Oh, my.
A popular promotional event when Starbucks gives out the holiday-themed reusable cups. We talked about those last week.
I believe so, yeah.
Workers are accusing the company of refusing to fairly negotiate at cafes that voted to organize. Starbucks claims the union is not bargaining in good faith.
And the Federal Reserve will likely start cutting interest rates this spring. That's according to a new estimate from UBS Investment Bank. The cuts could come as early as March. UBS says that easing inflation could pave a way for a 2.75% decrease in the interest rate over the year. That would almost halve the current nearly 5.5% rate.
I don't know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask this question.
Okay.
Is it a coincidence that the Federal Reserve would start slashing interest rates in March of next year? What would that be? 8 months ahead of the 2024 election.
I don't know. I mean, politics is a very strategic game, Joe. So maybe so.
Meta is rolling out a highly requested feature for its Threads app. Users are now able to delete their Threads account without also getting rid of their Instagram profile. The deletion feature can be found by going to Account under Settings and selecting Delete or Deactivate Profile. Threads launched in July. I was very excited about it, and it was initially touted as a Twitter killer after seeing record-breaking sign-up numbers, and I think X has kind of taken back over from Threads there.
Perhaps. Also, the income of a typical home buyer in the United States surged last year as home affordability worsened. According to an annual report from the National Association of Realtors, typical home buyers in the U.S. now need $107,000, up from $88,000 last year. The 22% jump was the highest annual increase on record and puts home ownership out of reach for many families in the U.S., where the median income is about $75,000.
Pop culture today, the Beatles are back on the Billboard charts, and they're making history in the process. Their latest song, Now and Then, debuted at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it their 35th track to do so. It also extends their record as the group with the most top 10 hits.
And wearing an I Read Banned Books t-shirt on Instagram, singer Pink announced that she will be giving away thousands of books at her 2 South Florida concert venues.
The Hate U Give, The Kite Runner, The Great Gatsby, The Handmaid's Tale, Forrest Gump, Girls Who Code, Atlas Shrugged, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Color Purple.
Quite a list there.
Yeah.
Parental complaints led to about 300 books being removed from Florida's public school libraries in the past year.
Old school country singer Lee Greenwood is retiring at the end of next year. He's released 22 albums and 40 singles, but we all know him as the God Bless the USA guy.
My wife and I have been married 31 years. She has yet to have my total time. It's only fair, I think, that I back away at this point and have no distractions but her and I. Sure. And give these last few years that I will live to her and my 2 sons.
81 years old, says, I have titanium knees. I have a titanium cage in my back. with 10 screws. I can't do this much longer with the two boys in college.
My goodness. Yeah. And Brittany Mahomes, her spot in Taylor Swift's squad could be in doubt as hate tweets from a decade ago have surfaced. Brittany has deleted the tweets, but the internet is undefeated and Swifties are not happy.
Of course not.
Yeah. One of them says, quote, "I want to know when you're going to find something different to write about besides boys and relationships." She would have been 17 at the time.
I mean, she still does that, right?
Well, and that's the thing, perhaps. But that's the issue. Like, we always hear about, like, cancel culture and stuff and you know, old tweets being dug up and getting you in trouble. This is about Taylor Swift, man. Like, what? Who cares?
I mean, the Swifties care.
Well, and that's the thing. I understand it could be awkward between Mahomes and Swift themselves, but
I don't think it is.
But it's like, even if so, if you are not one of those two people, why does it matter even remotely?
Oh, well, I mean, that would be an entire show that we could delve into the psyche of Swifties. But
one, I don't want to.
We will digress. Yeah, 4:51, final break in hour number one. Wacky stories and good news to finish up. A programming note, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we have the Mayor's State of the City Address. That's being hosted by the PNJ as part of the CivicCon series. They have allowed us to stream that for you live, so we will do that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good conversation with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Spot Shotter has been deployed. It's been working for about a week, and they've already had a couple of calls. Also talked about the new panhandling median ordinance that the county is considering. Had a good conversation about an after-school Satan club that's going to be taking place at an elementary school in Connecticut. And some local drama at the Milton City Council meetings and the Santa Rosa County Commission. I mean, you can listen to all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 4:54 here in News Radio 92.3, hour number one of Pensacola right now, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, November 14th, 2023. Joe and Austin with you. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626111 will get us caught up on the roads and our weather here for the last time this hour.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, we're looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and we're still we're seeing increasing backups at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. If you are in that area, expect to see some heavy congestion. Same thing if you are heading northbound on North Davis Highway. If you're coming just past Creighton Road, heading actually up north towards Olive, you may experience some more congestion there. And Brent Lane's been giving us some trouble, and Airport Boulevard as well. If you are taking both of those westbound towards North Davis, you may experience some issues. Lastly, Pine Forest Road, heading both north and southbound, if you're trying to get on I-10 there, you're going to experience some congestion at the moment.
Rainy weather continues through tonight and into Wednesday. We'll start to see it taper off basically Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So still some showers in the area and cloudy weather. Temperatures not varying a whole lot. We've got overnight lows that will be in the 50s, daytime highs in the low 60s. Jumping ahead to the weekend, beautiful weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 57 degrees. Overnight lows, just 56. But again, that wind advisory, high surf warning in effect starting tonight through tomorrow. Gusts as high as 40 miles an hour overnight and through to date tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is going to be 63. Mm. All right, taking a look at some wacky stories here. This one is definitely a testament to dedication. A book club in Los Angeles just finished their first book after reading and discussing it for 28 years.
Oh, come on.
The novel is called Finnegan's Wake. Have you ever heard of this? I have not.
That actually rings a bell, but I know I haven't read it.
All right. So the book is by James Joyce. Apparently, it's one of the most difficult reads of all time, 628 pages, which is a mere short story compared to autobiography?
Barbra Streisand's
autobiography. But yeah, Finnegan's Wake. If somebody can text us and let us know what that is, or if you've read it, is it one of the most difficult reads? So they started the club in 1995. They discuss one page per month.
What?
So what are they reading next, you may ask? The same book all over again.
Yeah, who's got the time, man? Gospel singer Bobby Storm. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say the L.A. book club there has the time, apparently.
Yeah, apparently too much time. Gospel singer Bobby Storm is facing social media backlash after she posted a video accusing Delta Airlines of being in the wrong when she announced to passengers that she was going to sing.
So I just found out I'm up for 2 Grammys. My very first time, you guys. My name is Bobby Storm. I sing for the Lord, and my song is out on all platforms. It's called We Can't Forget Them. I want to share this with you guys. I wanted to do it when I first got on the plane, but I haven't done this in a while, so.
Are you able to be quiet?
But they're enjoying it. So while we're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it. So I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, well,
that's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet
right now? What do you guys think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys.
If you're not able to follow my instruction, you will not be taking this flight.
Okay.
Are you
so
able to be quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, comments on her Instagram says that she's being narcissistic and entitled. She did a follow-up video claiming Delta apologized to her. Dude, I've got to agree.
Like, with who?
With Delta and literally everyone on the comment section.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. I will not allow the Lord to be used as a meat shield for you hiding behind your narcissistic behavior.
I know. I was about to say, you shouldn't put that on the Lord, man. Like, that's what
no,
she was doing.
What is it about planes and being on flights that causes people to just lose their bleep and just... think that everybody in this section got on that flight to hear from you or to just take part in whatever it is you want to do. Thankfully, I have not had an experience like this.
Yeah.
I pray that I never will. But yeah, I'm not interested. Not interested at all. 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.